Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with John Pfeiffer, president of the American Angus Association. Back with John in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Can-Am off-road vehicles are built for this. And right now, farmers and ranchers can receive a $1,500 rebate off select 2019 Defender models, so you can become built for this too. Built for what? Built for getting through the workday and the 7-day work week. Built for whatever it takes, whenever you need it. Get to your local Can-Am dealer today for a rebate up to $1,500 on select 2019 Defender models. Hurry, this offer won't last long.
Visit your local Can-Am dealer today. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
A few weeks back, Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer was elected to the presidency of the American Angus Association. Before he started going through the officer chairs of the breed association, he was on the board of directors for the Certified Angus Beef Program, serving as chair the year that they eclipsed $1 billion of beef sales. And he says the 40-year celebration this year of CAB was a remarkable tribute to the tenacity of Angus breeders back in those early days of the program.
Everybody talks about the overnight success CAB was, but we have to remember it took us like nearly 10 years to really sell the first 1 million pounds. I mean, being a true disciple of Certified Angus Beef, it is what has helped create the Angus breed and that pull through of the product through and the fact that it allows us to be able to sell a lot more Angus bulls.
The thing that really jumped out at me was that it was very, very tough to keep the thing going. In fact, there was like, one vote difference between shutting the program down and keeping it going.
There were actually two votes one time, but I always laugh and say the big deal is now there are 40 people can say that they were the eighth vote to make it an 8-7 vote. There would have been a vote when the thing was initially about 3 years old, and then there was another vote at 11 years of age, or when it was at 11 years in that program that didn't ever get recorded. It was the same way, and the president at that time actually shut the meeting down and sent everybody home for the night and said, when you come back tomorrow, let's be ready to vote and support this. And we had a lot of people leaving that were employees there that wondered why, if they were pouring money down a rat hole that would never go, and you would never believe that today. And that's just a lot of history through there of those that things that just fairly allowed Certified Angus Beef to continue to happen, but continues to grow today and is a standard for the beef industry.
The interesting thing to me was that the last 10 years, where it's doubled in size to over $1 billion now. It's all about Angus breeders stepping up and providing enough carcasses that meet those standards to be able to do that.
Yes, when I would have came on the board 8 years ago, that had been our biggest year up to date, and that time we had sold 777 million pounds for the year. And that was about all the supply we had. We go into then, and that would have been 2010. We go into the drought of 2012, and we liquidate the cow herd. We didn't have any supply. We didn't know how we were going to meet the increasing demand. And once we came out of the drought with the quality of cattle put back, we would have been going into the drought at about a 10% acceptance rate, and we now run close to 34, 35%. And when the product became available, they began to sell it very quickly. And actually now they're beginning to want more of the prime product. So that's another area that we're going to have to begin to increase.
It's amazing to me that drought actually turned out to be really a good thing for a lot of the beef industry. A lot of it was the genetics.
Yes, a lot of the genetics that was there. I mean, the drought at the time, we thought it was the worst thing in the world. We didn't know how we were going to do supply. Our people that we supplied to were complaining about price. But in the end, the quality of the animals, of the genetics that was put back, was the best thing that ever happened to the Angus breed. And in my opinion, best thing that ever happened to the cattle industry, to get rid of a lot of those low producers. I mean, one of the interesting things, CAB has become so important at the present time that it is a higher, there is more pounds of CAB goes out than there is select beef at the present time. And that is phenomenal. When you become a class of meat, that sets you apart in the beef industry.
American Angus Association President John Pfeiffer on the gold standard of branded beef programs, Certified Angus Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.